Okay, I defy any of you out there to find me a case where a vice presidential debate had any significance whatsoever to the outcome of a presidential race. Huh? Huh? See? But that doesn't mean there aren't memorable moments. Like when Al Gore told Vice President Bush he was fixin' to put Bush out of a job. Or this moment back in 1984.
Despite the historic aspects of your candidacy, how do you account for the fact that a majority of women, at least according to the polls, favor the Reagan-Bush ticket over the Mondale-Ferraro ticket?
I don't. Let me say that I'm not a believer in polls.
There was this moment where Ross Perot's Admiral running mate kind of lost his compass heading on national television.
Admiral Stockdale, your opening statement, please, sir.
Who am I? Why am I here?
Admiral James Stockdale there in 92. But the best moment for my taste had to be in 1988 when Senator Lloyd Bentsen had this to say when Senator Dan Quayle casually compared himself to John F. Kennedy.
I have as much experience in the Congress as Jack Kennedy did when he sought the presidency.
Senator Bentsen?
Senator, I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
The man who loaded that zinger into the chamber is Dennis Eckert, a former Ohio congressman and longtime debate coach. He says Veep debates are not really about winning and losing.
Well, there's very few what would be classically thought of maybe even as defining moments. Some of them are mostly accident. Stockdale wondering, you know, why was he here as they pinned his microphone on. Quayle, not the JFK line was memorable, but for the whole evening, he sort of stood there. He had the podium in a virtual death grip, betraying his, you know, his complete lack of confidence there. I guess I'd also just point to, Al Gore's sighing, President Bush idly glancing at his watch. I mean, what I tell folks when we coach is, you know, Dan Rather wrote a book, the title of which, The Camera Never Blinks. Well, the reality is that the moment they pin that microphone on, virtually everything you say and do, audible or inaudible, rhetorical or not, goes into the public's perception of what the evening is all about and therefore what you are all about.
Is there something unusual about this debate in 2016 in that it's the first chance to get a look at the ticket with a little bit of Trump relief? He's nowhere to be found. And, you know, Hillary relief is also probably something that the voters are looking for. It's a way of evaluating the ticket in a different way all of a sudden.
It places these two men in a context separate from their partners. And by that, I simply mean we get to see them talk about policy, their pedigree, their biography. But we also don't have it, as you point out in your question, the overhang of the principles, you know, just looming about them. And it is the one time, separate from the 28-second soundbites we get in TV commercials, where not only do we get to see what they think or hear what they think, but we get to see how they think. And people realize that there is more than just the soundbite to any of these individuals.
I'm wondering with the Pence, if he goes out and attempts to say, you know, don't worry about all the wild stuff that Donald Trump is saying. I'll keep him honest. I'll keep him on the you know, center line of the road. Do a little bit of a Dick Cheney. Is that a good thing or does that ultimately backfire?
I think Pence might want to even emphasize some of his differences. For example, he has not been afraid to publicly say some things that are counter to what Trump is saying. He released a tax information, for example. He is going to want to talk, I think, or certainly convey a steadiness in his demeanor and a steadfastness to very conservative principles, which we know about in his record from Washington and in the governor's office. He can provide, I guess, a note of stability to a campaign that seems with Donald Trump careening wildly about all four lanes of the freeway of politics. Pence is going to be your steady and true and consistent conservative with a more calming demeanor than the frequently peripatetic Trump leaping all over the stage.
All right. Before we go, here's the tasty stuff now. You came up with the Senator, you know, Jack Kennedy line. So who would you want to coach here? Senator Kaine or Governor Pence?
I would rather coach Senator Kaine. I think he has a warmth, which is very important in the Clinton Kaine being likable. He represents the traditional Catholic vote, which is very important in a state like Pennsylvania and also in Florida. And I think Tim Kaine has a flexibility. You feel that he's speaking to you personally. Governor Pence can be just a little conservatively robotic, and it just might require a little more work to make him more human. But certainly, I think both of these folks are stark contrasts to the presidential nominees and can complement them in a ways that, frankly, both Trump and Hillary Clinton need to have done tonight.
All right. Dennis Eckert, thanks so much.
Great. Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be with you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.